mixed signals on Wednesday for this week's cash fed cattle trade. ERS lowered the expected feeder steer price for the third quarter to $143 a hundredweight. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 18th of July. Fed cattle markets were mixed on Wednesday. Country trade in Kansas was a dollar lower than last week on a live basis at $111 a hundredweight. That was on moderate trade and demand, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Likewise, $111 bought the 326 head offered in the weekly Fed Cattle Exchange auction. 243 head of those were for delivery at 1 to 9 days, and 83 head for delivery at 1 to 17 days. At fat auctions in the north, however, prices were higher. Slaughter steers and heifers sold fully a dollar higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, $115.35 a hundredweight for choice 2 to 3 steers at an average weight of 1,400 pounds, and at the fat auction in Tama, Iowa, choice 2 to 4 steers sold $3.50 to $4 higher at $118.50 at an average weight of 1,338 pounds. Choice heifers there sold $3 higher. Feeder cattle led cattle futures lower Wednesday, perhaps with some positioning ahead of Friday's monthly cattle on feed report. Live cattle futures closed an average of 52 cents lower, while feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.12 lower, except for 47 cents lower in spot August. Corn futures closed fractionally higher to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 4 to 5 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were weak to lower on light demand and heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 36 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $212.57 a hundredweight. Select was 82 cents lower at $188.34. Week-to-week price trends were lower at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers traded $1 to $4 lower at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, with instances of $6 to $8 lower for steers at heavier weights. Feeder heifers sold $1 to $3 lower. There are too few calves to trend. The total offering was 9,089 head. Similarly, steers weighing 900 to 950 pounds and 1,000 to 1,050 pounds sold steady to $4 lower at Hub City Livestock in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where there are 2,068 head. There is no trend for heifers. Finally, compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 600 to 900 pounds sold $3 to $7 higher at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, while heifers weighing 500 to 800 pounds sold $4 to $8 higher. There are 2,161 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Wednesday on mixed quarterly earnings and ongoing concerns about the unresolved trade issues with China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 115 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 19 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 37 points. The average 5-area direct fed steer price declined 15% from the spring peak of $128.96 a hundredweight to $110.13 for the week ending June 30th. That, according to USDA's Economic Research Service, in the latest Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook. As mentioned recently in Cattle Current, based on recent price data, USDA lowered the expected third quarter price for fed steers by $3 from the previous month's forecast to an average of $107. The fourth quarter price was reduced by $4 to $110. As the result of lower forecast fed cattle prices and higher feed prices relative to last year in the second half of this year, ERS analysts say feedlots will be likely less willing to bid up prices for feeder cattle. With that in mind, based on recent price data, ERS lowered the third quarter feeder steer price, basis Oklahoma City, by $2 to $143 a hundredweight, and by $1 to $141 in the fourth quarter. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 18th of July. You can find more at www.calcurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.